This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you, Desiree. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance conference call on the 21st of December 2016. We'll start with a quick roll call, and then we'll adopt the agenda afterwards. Desiree, if you could please do the roll call.
Of course. In the room, we have Alan Greenberg. Oh, someone's talking. In the room, we have Alan Greenberg, Father Nibadi, Judith Hellerstein, Marilyn Cade, Mary Aduma, Sam Franco. I believe Becky said that she was the number ending in 6367. And for the chairs, we have Olivia Chimbron, and I believe Rafiq Lamas just popped in. And for staff, we have Nigel Hickman and myself, Desiree Cabrera.
Thank you.
And for the record, I am the person ending in 6-7.
Thank you. That's Becky Burr.
That is correct.
Okay, excellent. Thanks very much, Becky. Have we missed anyone in a roll call? Anyone else? There's a lot of background noise. If you could mute your phones, please, as we, it's introducing interference. Right. Thanks very much, Desiree, for this roll call. The agenda is first starting with the proposal for the annual review of working group activities, and secondly, working on the GNSO Council request for the cross communities charter amendments. There was a proposal to swap the two over and start with the GNSO Council request for the charter amendments. Are there any objections to swapping those two agenda items? I don't see anyone putting their hand up, and everybody is muted. Yes, we have lost Nigel, but that's actually fine then, because we can just go straight into the agenda item number three. Nigel is back with us. So let's then go to this. And Rafiq, are you able to speak now or not?
Yes, I'm able to speak.
Okay, so I guess over to you then for the charter amendments.
Okay, thanks, Olivia. So maybe just first to remind about the state. So, Dizzy, is it possible to put the motion in the Adobe Connect? So we got a motion from the GNSO in Hyderabad, and it's basically asking us to do a review of our current charter against cross-community working group, against people's framework. To update the charter and also thinking about work plan and deliverable from the CWGIG. On the other hand, the GNSO Council is proposing to us to work on suggestion with regard to a new structure that may correspond to the need for cross-community work on internet governance. So what we were thinking is to have a comparison of current charter with the CWG recommendation, and we got the staff to do this comparison, and the format will be a table to kind of the different paragraph per paragraph. On the other hand, with regard to a new structure for our work, we got a document from the GNSO listing the different format and structure used in GNSO, and we may think about one vehicle that we can use for our case.
Rafiq, it's Olivier. No? Just jumping in. You did sound a little bit garbled, and so I think we've caught most of what you've said. Desiree is trying to get the GNSO motion on the screen at the moment. How are we doing with that, Desiree?
I'm just putting it in. I mean, two more seconds, and I should have it up soon.
Okay.
It's quite long.
Thanks.
So.
And then maybe, Rafiq, will you be then going through the motion quickly then to show us what is expected?
Yes, I think just want to highlight exact text of the motion, and in particular the dissolved part. So we have a kind of exact idea of what we are requested to do. The link is includes all of the motion voted in that app, so please go to okay. So in the resources part, we have the GNSO Council will continue to participate as a charging organization for the CWCIPC. However, participation is conditioned upon a comprehensive review of the CWC charter by the CWIC in accordance with the CWG framework. In particular, the GNSO Council expects future work to be subject to a clear work plan with regular updates and the clear deliverables. The GNSO Council expects that the CWGIG will present by ICANN gate a report on its funding, which may include a revised charter or recommendation to reconstitute the group under a new structure. Following the submission of the CWGIG report, the GNSO Council will consider the recommendation and decide whether or not it will continue as a chartering or organization. So, I want to share this because first, I think in the first item, the GNSO Council is expecting a future work. With a key work plan and regular updates and clear deliverables. In terms of regular updates, we will cover that more in the next agenda items. I think we will cover more with more details on that item. So, and basically we'll have to work on kind of the charter, comprehensive review of our charter, and proposing amendments or recommendation to reconstitute the group under a new structure. So this is basically what we are asking in the motion. I want to confirm that we have the same understanding within the group on that with that regard. If otherwise, we may ask the GNSO Council maybe for more clarification. any comment on this?
So, Rafiq, it's Olivier speaking. Your voice did come out quite garbled during your explanation, but Desiree has not put the motion on the Adobe Connect. So I guess people are reading through this, and as I understand, there really are three things. First, the need for clear deliverables, and I guess regular deliverables as well. And you mentioned that we're going to be working on this in the annual report. And then reviewing the charter, two options, either proposed amendments or to come up with a suggestion for a new structure. Is that correct?
Yes. Can you hear me better now or still same problem?
Can you test a little more? Speak a little more?
Hello?
You still sound a bit garbled. Anyway, I guess the floor is open. So I note that Farzaneh is saying we have to start a drafting team. And Marilyn Cade is asking regarding deliverables, that many of our deliverables have been activities, including participation in events. So that many of those deliverables will indeed come from, I guess, the staff reports from that staff are drafting it anyway as part of their work. But I guess it really is up to us then to amend the reports. Someone needs to mute.
Okay. Hi, Olivier.
Yes, hello.
So I do think really first, before jumping in term of drafting or whatever, we have to do the review. And so that's one of the expectations to get support on that matter. We need first really, as CWGIG to get familiar with the new framework. So I think we shared the link to the report, so we need to get familiar, and having kind of the new document to explain to highlight missing part or the discrepancy between our charter and the framework, we can have a better understanding of what are the area we need to cover. So I think that should be the first priority for us. Hello?
Rafiq, it's Olivier speaking. Would you like me to run the queue, or are you running the queue? Because people are queuing up.
I see Alan. Yes, sir.
Thank you. One of the issues with the GNSO is that we have an echo, is that this CCWG does not have a finite life with a planned termination and is not likely to issue a final report. Are they willing, do you sense that the GNSO is willing to be flexible on that? Because the rest of it is rather moot. We can go through whatever exercise we want in giving a report, but if we have to cease to exist and then recharter ourselves every year or 2 years, it seems a bit futile. So are they willing to be flexible on that one, or do you sense they are?
Okay. Thanks, Alan. I think that's why they give us some room here when they're asking us if we can provide a recommendation to reconstitute the group and the new structure, acknowledging that maybe the cross-community principle framework are not the right framework for us. So I think they give us some liberty here, but how much we can spend on that, or what can be the
structure we can propose and how that will be agreed with the other chartering organization. That's another topic that we didn't discuss yet.
Okay, thank you. Just as a follow-up, it seems rather silly, and I'll use that word because I think in reference to Monty Python, silly is the right word, that in order to satisfy the GNSO, we have to change our name from a cross-community working group to a cross-community discussion group, and therefore not have to follow that word. I would have hoped the framework would be flexible enough that it could adapt to us, but if not, then we should know sooner rather than later. Thank you.
Thanks, Anna. I see Marlin. Hi, Marlin.
Yes. Thank you. I know we've got some background noise, so is anyone not speaking? Oh, thank God. Thank you. I just wanted to make a comment pretty much in support of what Alan said, but also I see Greg has joined. I'm just going to comment on behalf of the business constituency. 60 to 70% of the business constituency members are very active in internet governance issues outside of ICANN, but also within ICANN, very much aware that even though we have achieved a major step only 17 years into ICANN's existence on the transition of IANA, really the threat and concern about ICANN and its overall role has not fully gone away. We should not assume that internet governance is not an ongoing challenge and that guidance to the staff and the board and input from a cross-community working group is not needed. In fact, it's probably even more needed because there's confusion in some members of the community that, okay, we're done here. Now we've saved ICANN. We can move on with just being ICANN. Externally, in the world at large, that is not the case. This issue is really, really important, and ICANN's continued contribution within its core mandate remains very important at CSTD, at the ITU Working Group on WITSIS and on the international internet public policy issues, at UNESCO. Without guidance, we, the community, do not know where the staff is directing or where they're going. And I'm not being critical about the staff. I think the staff are great about listening to bottom-up input, but we need to be providing that. I think also that we probably need to do a better job of outreach to the contracted parties, particularly the brand new ones. I know Becky's on the call, but many of the contracted parties are brand new and they may not fully understand the risk to the unique situation that ICANN gives them. They are a contractor to ICANN and they are not then being asked to report to every government in the world, and perhaps we're not doing a good enough job of educating some of the brand new contracted parties about why it matters.
Okay, thanks, Marlin. Yes, Greg, please go ahead.
Thanks, Greg Chapman. Sorry, took a little while to get off mute. Two things. First, I think that as a pragmatic possibility, at least for the short term, and to deal with the beginning, middle, and end problem that we have of fitting into the CCWG framework, would be to establish in our charter that we work in phases, which have beginnings, middles, and ends, and end with deliverables, and those phases could be annual or tied to other, to the internet governance calendar, if you will, in some fashion. It doesn't have to be annual. It could be tied to something that's, you know, long, has a longer arc, but at least that defines that we will have a beginning, middle, and an end. And I think that from the GNSO's point of view, that's probably not their biggest concern, but it is cited by those who want to be formalistic. I think the bigger concerns are what they perceive as the lack of communication outward from the group, and it may be that different people are doing that job in varying degrees within their communities, but we need a communication that's not only dependent on our ability to personally go back and orally report or write a personal report to our communities. We need something more structured, both oral and written, and you know, that segues into the other concern I think the GNSO had, which is that we have we lack any defined deliverable. And indeed, those reports could be deliverables if defined as such, but we haven't really delivered any deliverable in quite some time and aren't defined to have any particular deliverables. So I think that if we could work in phases, have a communication plan, and have deliverables, that would at least kind of make us, practically speaking, more valuable. And I agree 100% with Marilyn that we need to serve the whole GNSO and have the whole GNSO engaged. And the contracted parties are obviously a huge part of that. Last, I think the discussion group, while it might fit better than any of the other ones, doesn't necessarily contemplate a cross-community structure, and it seems somewhat of a demotion. Discussion group sounds a lot like a talk shop, and I don't think that's the impression we want to give. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay. So maybe I just, in term of reminder, we are supposed to be reviewed every, an annual basis by, at the AGM. So we can have that kind of phase, an annual phase really. And think to make some work plan in an annual basis. While we acknowledge that internet governance issue are always kind of always coming, and in terms of structure, yes, we can maybe go with a consultation group, but the document that we got from GNSO, it's not kind of it doesn't mean that we are restricted to that. That kind of indication what the GNSO came up in the last years with trying to respond to different needs and requirements. And I think we can use that to create even a mix or hybrid solution. For example, I may think if we, since IG issues are always coming on a regular basis, maybe we can have something similar to a standing committee. And because standing committee usually doesn't have kind of a requirement to have an exact work plan or deliver to whatever comes to it. So maybe jumping quickly to speed structure, maybe it's premature at this level, but we can agree at least maybe on some criteria that we want to satisfy. For example, that we need something across community. To include the different SO and ACs as we have now, and so on. So maybe that's something we can work on. It's a list of criteria that we want to match. Okay. Yes, Alan, please go ahead.
Yep. Thank you. To respond to Greg, you said cross-community discussion group, not because that was the right word. It was invented on the fly. Just because it was a name which doesn't have a formal framework associated with it. I have absolutely no problem and strongly support regular reports, although I hope we're not talking about 60 to 80 page reports each time, which is the norm for a normal cross-community working group, so to speak. All I was trying to get is clarity. If indeed that framework that was approved is going to be enforced rigidly, then we might as well know it now, and when we recharter, change the name so we're not that does not apply to us. That was the only real question. I, of course, strongly support not just being a talk shop, but actually doing something, and I think in general we are doing that, and regular reporting. But I want the rules of engagement, so to speak, to be clear at the beginning so we don't have to do this twice. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, yes, Olivier, please go ahead. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Rafik. Olivier Krapanoblos speaking for the transcript. I think Alan is quite right on how rigid the interpretation of the guidelines for the cross-community working groups will be adhered to. Because reporting is one thing, start and end is another thing. We obviously need to make sure that we fit within the box. If we can't fit within the box, then we have to find a different structure. And the problem I have with finding a different structure, and it was mentioned already on this call, is the so-called demotion, as in saying, well, it's not a cross-community working group, it's something that doesn't exist yet in the ICANN context, and therefore it is less important. And the ability, the chartering of this new structure might be a completely different kettle of fish. The concern here, of course, is that there will be times when we might need to take urgent action, and the current structure as a CCWG allows us to directly consult the chartering SOs and ACs. Without a formal chartering or a formal such avenue to the SOs and ACs, it would be very difficult for this working group to go back to SOs and ACs and tell them, oh, there's something that we need to do very quickly because it's super important. Now, that's something, of course, we can't predict what it is, but I do remind you that the process for the ITRs has started again. The International Telecommunication Regulations has started, and so, you know, we are likely to see some things in the future that would be likely to affect ICANN directly, and we might need to do a call-up for arms at the time. The problem, of course, is the prediction of when and how will that happen. And I've noticed in the chat also the question as to, where do we start? How do we start this? Do we start with a review of the cross-community working group directives, on how a cross-community working group should operate and have a table and see if we fit in the box or not fit in the box and then work on that specific section so as to then be able to fit in the box? Or how do you suggest moving forward on this?
Okay. Thanks, Olivier. I think there are two aspects. The first is we need to kind of really compare our charter against that, against the framework, really to see, to highlight the difference, to get an exact idea what is missing or what can be approved. On the other hand, I think we acknowledge the issue about the reporting, that maybe it was not enough, maybe it's not what was expected. And we can work on that. At the end, that is more kind of, let's say, practice. It's not necessarily the charter. So we can improve the reporting in the coming weeks. Has to wait for that what we will do as amendment in the charter or if we need a new structure or whatever. So this is two tracks, and I think that's why we designed our agenda on that matter, because we are going to discuss about and about the reporting in the next agenda item. So for now, we have really to understand what is missing in our charter. We, as a reminder, when we had kind of that when we wrote kind of letter we sent to the different SO and ACs regarding the notion of member and participant, we tried to that base it on the practice in other cross community working groups. So we tried to do some updates before. Yes, Olivier.
Thank you, Rafi. Olivier Kapanov speaking. And I don't know whether Becky is able to speak or not at the moment, but she's certainly written in the chat something which I think has gained some traction. What are we intending to accomplish, and how are we intending to accomplish that? What is the best working methodology to do the work of the group? And just casting aside the whether it fits in the CCWG framework, it just is important to have a plan to accomplish the goals of a working group. So my view on this, and I'll share this as a starting point, I guess, and I hope that others would be able to come up with comments or criticize or not. My understanding of what this working group does is several fold. On the one hand, we are tracking, thanks to the work of staff on the one side that are doing this as part of their duties in the government engagement and the internet governance engagement, which, by the way, take place whether this working group exists or not. We are tracking what is going on outside of ICANN's walls in all of the different UN and other internet governance environments outside of ICANN. And we have a duty to relay this to our own communities. So we should facilitate whatever report is being drafted by staff. We should facilitate this transmission of reports to our communities, perhaps even adding to it. And we, of course, have many of our members that are involved in external internet governance. So we should beef up those reports with the input from those of us that are present firsthand, for most of us, in those external processes, so that we can have regular reports that we send to our communities, letting them know of what's going on out there. That's one thing. Secondly, I would foresee that if there is something that ICANN needs to respond to, a public consultation that takes place, let's say a CSTD consultation, we have had staff draft an ICANN answer, of course, at short notice, because these things always happen at short notice, but they have been very good in passing this by the working group and asking for input from us. And we should fully engage in providing staff with feedback, and at the same time, I think that we should also be considering in the case, in some cases, and I'm saying this as in very seldom, you know, so on a rare occasions when something is really required from the ICANN community, we should be concentrating into drafting something ourselves as well, and perhaps even relaying the consultation to our own chartering support organizations and advisory committees and asking them to let us know if we're on the right track or not when it comes down to these external external processes, bearing in mind they would have been regularly told about what we are doing through our regular reports. So that's the view that I sort of had. And we have done this on some occasions, but the work has been somehow unsteady. We did have a very broad input to the Net Mundial initiative, the Net Mundial consultation quite a while ago. And then, of course, the cross-community working group on INS stewardship and the one on ICANN accountability came up, and I'm well aware that many of our members were then really, their attention was taken on by the other work. I'm hoping that now that we have a bit less work in the accountability, at least for some of us, that we would have a few more volunteer cycles to seriously engage in this working group here to both inform our communities, but also bring the point of view of our communities to these external processes and to ICANN staff who respond to these external processes regularly. So that's the proposal I have. I don't know if there is traction for this or if anybody has a different view, and I'd be very interested to hear that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Olivier. And I think Vicky wants to intervene. Yes, Vicky?
Thank you very much. And I'm sorry, I'm reluctant to insert myself too much in here, but since I had a hand in the CCWG framework, I think maybe some of the things, some of my perspective is useful. I mean, I think that the issue, I agree with what Olivier said, but I think the issue is that CCWGs, you know, there are formal processes in place to ensure that sort of the output of the working group is supported back to the chartering organizations. And every chartering organization has its own methodology for, you know, sort of putting its stamp of approval on the output of the CCWG. And I think that is as it should be. But that's the critical, feature here. And so, when the CCWG, for example, you know, when this group puts together a statement or contributes to, an ICANN comment on something, I understand that the timelines are short. So, you know, to me, the real process point is, at some level, there's a piece of work for the chartering organizations to do here, which is to say how they want the members of this group who represent the chartering organizations, what the communication back and forth is, and what the authority to speak on behalf of, you know, or to say this is supported by the chartering organization is. So, that's really, from a process point, that's the substantive process point. But otherwise, I think this is really about, you know, articulating the goals of the group, and how we intend to accomplish those goals, and nothing more, and nothing more pernicious, but just sort of good governance.
Okay. Thanks, Becky. Yes, Olivier.
Yeah, thank you, Rafik. Olivier Catalablo speaking, and thanks for this, Becky. That's very, very enlightening, and I fully support what you're saying here, and I think that if we can work out a specific process by which the working group can go back to its chartering organizations and then obtain a response quickly enough to be able to get a green light for bringing its input either to staff or to any external process, then at that point that will certainly make things a lot easier, because we'll have a sort of a channel and we'll know how many days to expect until we get a response, etc. The concern always is just the concern of time, and that sometimes is just a week, sometimes it's 2 weeks, sometimes it's even less than that we're given a chance to respond. And I don't have an answer for that at the moment. Thanks.
Thanks, Olivier. This is kind of, I'd say, a topic for discussion for us to figure out how to create a process and also to ensure this practice. Okay. I see that Greg raised his hand. Yes, Greg?
Thanks, Greg Shatton again. I think what I hear Becky saying is that we shouldn't try too hard to contort ourselves into a CCWG model if it's not really our model. I do think, regardless, that the ideas of better and more formal outward communication and deliverables add value to the community and keep the community more involved and ultimately will get more people involved with the CCWG or whatever we are. I don't think that by Copenhagen we're necessarily going to invent a new structure that fits what we do. But I do think that I like Becky's approach of being of trying to define exactly what it is that we want to do, and then making sure that we have a structure that accommodates that, and that, you know, is seen as, you know, a worthwhile. I still think that, you know, being chartered and having an accountability and profile with the SOACs, you know, is part of, you know, establishing the kind of rigor and credibility of the group, and that we do need, you know, to be seen as speaking not just for ourselves when we do speak, you know, even to ICANN staff. And the only way we can do that is really through regular and responsive communication with our communities. Thanks.
So thanks, Greg. Sorry, Greg. I guess this is that's an old hand, or you wanted to intervene again? Okay, thanks. I see that this discussion is still ongoing in the Adobe Connect chat, but is there any further comment here? Because I guess we need maybe to move to the next agenda item soon, but at least to ensure that we have some action items from here. Yes, Olivier.
Thanks, Rafik. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And Marilyn actually asks about the board working group and internet governance. And yes, that's one body that we have not mentioned yet. As you know, the board has a working group with Marcus Skammer as the chair of that working group, and they, of course, are doing their work on their side. The discussions and meetings we've had with the board working group have been very good so far and full collaboration. So we could have full collaboration with them. They obviously are working with staff on ICANN responses, but I think it's a sort of three-way component where we now have a link to the board through the board working group. We have a link to ICANN staff. We have a link to these supporting organizations and advisory committees through the chartering, whatever vehicle it is that we would have. And it really is down to making use of these links and making sure that the community view is known there. So I would suggest as first steps, really, to design the process by which our communication link will take place with our supporting organizations and advisory committees, perhaps a timeline on how we can, a typical timeline on how we would be faced by external consultation, the amount of time that happens until we can pick it up, we can then send it, well, get our own discussion going, then advise our support chartering organizations. It comes back to us, we draft something based on the input from our chartering organizations, or even we draft something before that, pass it by the chartering organizations, get their feedback, amend it, and then send it both to the board working group, but also to ICANN staff, and also as I said, in those rare cases, and I think that there might be just very few of them send it directly out if we are given the permission to do so by our chartering organizations. But I think that's one of the, you know, that's what we have to start working on. I really, in parallel, we can certainly see if we can fit in the box of the cross-community working group box, but I'm not sure that it's going to take us anywhere. My gut feeling is that it's going to be very difficult to fit in the cross-community working group box, and we also have to think about an alternative way, but with equally strong links to chartering organizations, so that we have the ability to do the same thing as we would have under what I've described earlier.
Olivier, I'm not able to raise my hand, but I just posted a question. What you're proposing is asking permission from the chartering organization. Greg and you and others, Becky, were very active on the I was a participant, not a contributor. Can we just understand how the other CCWGs, did they ask permission, or did they go to did they go out for public comment and then bring draft documents back?
Hey, Marilyn, Olivier Clapin Blanc speaking, and sorry, it took me a little while to come off mute. My feeling is this working group drafts a first draft that then consults its chartering organizations. And if it gets the green light or any feedback, it incorporates in the draft and then it can send it out, either responding to staff or responding to an external public comment. But the final document, as Becky mentions in the chat, has to be affirmatively endorsed by the chartering organizations, and that's where there is a real problem with timing.
The
input, indeed, as you say, Marilyn, comes from the community taking part in this working group, because it is here that we have all the experts that know what they're talking about and that have been following those processes, some of whom actually ingrained in the processes. And then we inform the chartering organizations, pass on the first draft or even final draft, and then wait for them to come back to us to let us proceed forward with it. But I just don't know how we're going to do it in the time that's given in some of the cases, including the amount of time it would take us to reach consensus to draft something within the working group.
Can I, excuse me, Olivier?
Yes, Nigel, go ahead. It's Rafiq who's running the show at the moment.
I'm sorry. It's very, very difficult to hear a lot of this on an audio connection. But Just 2 points. One is that there is no absolute requirement, I would have thought, for the cross-community working group to wait until the board internet governance group, if you like, asks for something. It's a two-way process. If the cross-community working group on internet governance feels there's an issue on internet governance that the board working group ought to be aware of or to take a view of or whatever, then, you know, there can be that process of input. I don't think it just has to be the other way. Also, I think there are one of the values of the cross community working group on internet governance is to get is to get views. So the organization, I'm not going to say staff, so us, the organization, if we're drafting something and we have a deadline of 4 days, as we often do for an ITU proposal or something, and, you know, we just want a sanity check that we're doing, you know, that we've considered you know, the main elements of an argument, being able to get other people's opinion, this is something called, I think, you know, consultation, is very important. We're not looking for a chartered view. We're just looking for someone to say, ah, have you considered X? Have you considered Y? And, you know, this is the same as going down the pub and asking the people in the bar, you know, their views on something. It's just you might get more intelligence in the cross-community working group. So I think, you know, we have to be a bit realistic and practical about that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Nigel. So, several issues raised here, including now about how we, as cross-country working group, we can handle consultation and coordinate with our charting organization. Okay. So, I think we have to list all those kind of issues that we are raising, and because probably we need to work on them later, and to try to see if we can get some proposal or a solution. Okay, can we take note of all these issues so we can follow up later on? And I see that we reached like the top of the hour, and still we have one agenda item that to be covered by Olivier. So if there is no further comment here, I would suggest that we move to that. What do you think, Olivier? So
yes, thanks, Rafiq. It's Olivier speaking. If you could just because I think we need some action items out of this discussion, which I think has been very helpful. I was going to suggest the two first action items being devise a process by which the working group drafts its own response to consultations, and secondly, devise a process by which the working group responds to the sounding board request from staff when they are themselves drafting a response, and they're asking the working group for their own input, as Nigel has just mentioned here. The third action item I was going to suggest was to, in parallel with those two things, to actually look if we if the working group fits in the CCWG box by doing that table which you had suggested. And that's all the ones that I've got at the moment. I don't know if anybody wishes to suggest any other action items, and then we can move on.
Thanks, yeah. Olivia. Sorry, Marlene.
It's now, and Becky had, maybe we could go back to Becky's proposal, which I had supported, which I think is actually four. It's yes, fits into the G box, but also examining for ourselves what our purpose is and what we're trying to accomplish.
Okay, thanks, Marlon. Okay, so we'll take note of all those action items, and I think also. Sorry, please, if you are not speaking, please mute yourself. And also I think about the reporting, if I'm not hopefully I'm not missing that. Okay. Hopefully we can cover these action items and ensure the follow-up later. I would like to really give the floor for EDPA so he can move to the next agenda item. Yes, Olivier, the floor is yours now.
Thanks very much, Rafiq. Olivier Capanablanc speaking. And so now we're going to work on a deliverable, the proposal for an annual review of the working group activities. We've had a couple of intermediate they're not really reports, I think quick presentations that Rafiq and I made to the GNSO Council in Marrakesh. I remember one. I can't quite remember if there was one in Helsinki. There might have been one in Helsinki briefly. But no real actual proper report on what the working group has been done. And that probably is one of the reasons why there's a big question mark outside of this community, outside of this working group membership, about what the group is doing. The proposal here is to take some of the reports which have already been drafted by staff and put them together effectively in one document, and also adding the what this working group did in relation to these different events. Whether the staff submitted a document to a consultation with the input from this working group, whether we had members of the working group that were actually present in those external events, and this sort of thing. We've got here a list. So we've got the staff report, CSTD, WTSA, Farzan Abadi earlier suggested that work with the ITU processes would also need to be included in there. Obviously, WTSA is an ITU process. Then the report on the WISIS forum in Geneva, I recall that staff had drafted a report on this, and perhaps we can even have the inclusion of the note on the workshops that we held there. Then the report on the GNSO, that was for the GNSO in Marrakesh, and it was in Guadalajara. I think that these are actually just oral reports. I can't remember if there was a presentation as such, but we can certainly take a few specific lines from the transcripts if we had not already included this elsewhere. The staff report from the IGF workshops in Guadalajara, I know that these have been drafted as well. And in fact, there are other reports which have been drafted by external organizations on some of the workshops that ICANN attended that were directly related to ICANN. We could certainly have a look at those and add them to our longer report. And then, as I said, just put some linking paragraphs in between. But I'd be interested if anybody else has a suggestion for a different way to put this annual review together. The concern I have right now is obviously volunteer time, staff time. I remind you, we only have two staff members, one staff member who is supporting this group, that's Desiree Cabrera, and another staff member, Nigel Hickson, who is liaising with the government engagement part of ICANN, and is involved with all of these external processes. So it's not like we have a whole set of staff that could hold the pen and work on this. If we have to write a long report ourselves, we're going to have to hold the pen, and I know how limited our volunteer time is all around. So the floor is open for suggestions, please. Marilyn Cade, you have the floor.
Thanks. I just put in the chat that we need to document the face-to-face meetings that we've held, the guest speakers we've had, and the sessions, sorry for the typo, sessions that we've organized at the ICANN meeting, including the topics that were discussed and whether there were any, I think for me, looking at the sessions, for the most part, the purpose has been informing the rest of the community, but not doing so in a perhaps well-structured, documented manner. And we may need to go back. We do have transcripts of each of those sessions, but we may need to go back and just summarize the at this meeting, we held both a face-to-face meeting, guests included the new CEO or the board working group, because what we have right now is just the external activities, and I think we also need to include the inside ICANN activities. That shouldn't be too hard to do. We have agendas, so we know who's been participating. I think headcount in each of the meetings may be a little difficult for us, but, you know, we might be able to estimate that. And if we've held open mics in those sessions, that will also be in the transcript.
Thanks, Marilyn. Olivier speaking. That's noted, and I think that even headcount would be possible because we have conducted rough headcounts, and I certainly know for the last few meetings there was someone around for doing headcounts. We can give rough headcounts on this. Judith Hellestein, next.
Yes, this is Judith Hellestein for the record. Yes, I agree with Marilyn. I was going to say the same thing. I'm thinking we could give little summaries of what we've done in the past year, and also both the work not in meetings, but in our weekly meetings, and what we've been working on, and as well as what sessions we've done, what we accomplished. Like Marilyn says, it would be great if we could have headcount, but also, you know, different ideas of what we've done. Even though we didn't have as many people at our high interest session, that's also a deliverable. The fact that ours was chosen also suggests what we've been doing and the cross-community nature of it. And so I think something like that, and as Marilyn says, the transcripts are available so we can take snippets from there and just help do that as like year-end review. This is what we've done during the year. And if we did that every year or even twice a year, I think that would be great. That can count as deliverable. So that's just something I thought about.
Thanks for this, Judith. Olivier speaking. Any other suggestions to add to the yearly report?
Questions, Tom?
Did someone just ask for the floor? No. Okay, well, I take it then that everything that needs to be in that report is listed. So all of these external processes plus the internal processes that we've, or the internal events that we've had. Marilyn, Kate?
Yes. Quite some time ago, I worked very closely with the staff to do an expanded timeline of external events. And wondering, actually, if we shouldn't, you made reference to this, and the ICANN staff does do a calendar of events from ICANN's point of view, but as you recall, last year I contributed also my special Gary chart of everything you wanted to know about meetings going on in internet governance. I think that's also a deliverable that we should come back to, and I'm happy to work with another volunteer to not just the ICANN staff to put that that together, because that's a heads up. It informs lots of members of the community, and I think if we added that as a deliverable, it's a neutral deliverable. It just tells people events that are going on that are directly, that are viewed as being relevant.
Thank you, Marilyn, for this. It's Olivier speaking. So I'm putting down, make a unique reference to the calendars. I would suggest perhaps we include this year's calendar, which is already drawn up, but I am aware that they are a little bit out of date, the last one being updated sometime over the summer. But I don't know if there's a plan. Do you have a plan to draft a calendar for next year? And I'm going to turn to Nigel, who is back on the call, whether staff has a plan to devise a calendar as well themselves. When we mean calendar, it's the timeline, which has been very good in being able to forecast what's coming up. Marilyn,
sure,
first,
so
and then Nigel.
Sure.
Marilyn.
So I'm developing the 2017 timeline right now. I'd be happy if somebody would just send me the what's on the list from last year to look at it and help to provide any updates from the timeline that I keep. Sometimes the staff has, you know, I think the staff timeline includes a lot of the technical community events that I don't include, and they're both important. So volunteering for next year, volunteering to look back at the last year's to see if it needs an update.
Thanks,
Greg.
I just want to comment to Greg.
Greg, this timeline is something I do for my clients. I'm willing to contribute it, but not to make it into a wiki page. I think you mean maybe the ICANN version.
Yeah. Thanks for this, Marilyn, and thanks for sharing this with us. This timeline with us, Nigel Higson. Is there a plan for an updated timeline in the staff?
Yes. Thank you for being so intermittent. The train signals are not very good. We will certainly endeavour to update the calendar for 2017, certainly to show the main events, and of course always willing to work with Marilyn to make sure we capture. We capture as much as we can, and that would certainly be a deliverable as I would see it. If I may, Olivier, just while I'm on, as I think I mentioned previously, we're prepared to enlist extra resources for this as the working group would wish. So I'm certainly not suggesting that we do this as a staff exercise in terms of this annual report. But if you know, working together with the working group, we could certainly put some extra resources into doing the you know, pulling together all the different strands, et cetera, and editing the different ideas. So I'm quite. We're quite prepared to put some extra resources into this as the working group wishes. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier speaking. So, Marilyn, I think one of the action items, Desiree, are you taking notes of the action items, or should I type them in as well? Or
yes, I'm taking note of them.
Thanks. So, action item, Marilyn, you can work with Nigel and whoever is dealing with these timelines. Maybe it's with Desiree as well to produce next year's timeline. And I think we have a somehow updated timeline for this year. It might require a couple of changes. And with a view of including both of these timelines, this and next year's timeline, into the annual report. And the second action item is for the co-chairs of this working group to work with Nigel on putting this annual review report together. I'd like to ask if there are any other volunteers who would like to be part of the discussion on this and to take part in putting this first draft together. I might not be putting you on the spot if, okay, Marilyn is happy to collaborate. Okay, so we'll have Marilyn. And if anybody else is interested in helping out with putting this annual report together, please let us know. Time-wise, I realize it is ever so close to the holidays. I don't think that we'll have an annual report done before the end of the year, bearing in mind that ICANN does officially close between Christmas and New Year. So it will have to be sometime in the new year, early in January, that we have a first draft out. Okay, anything else on this? I take it, by the way, that if there are no comments here, there is agreement about the different component parts that we have suggested to go into this annual report. Or at least agreement among the participants here. I will be sharing this afterwards with the wider working group on the mailing list. Marilyn, Kate.
Right. So you're going to revise what's on under two to include these additional things we agreed to. Yes.
Sorry. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Well, the proposal for the annual review now is missing the couple of additions we made. So you're going to add those.
That's correct.
Yes. And then I was just saying, I wonder if we could publish a draft outline for the annual report by the end of the year. So we're not publishing the report, but do you think we could get a draft outline from those of us who are volunteering to work? And that at least shows progress.
Thanks for this suggestion, Marilyn. It's Olivier speaking. That's absolutely fine. Yeah, let's do this. I'm okay with this. I don't know how others, Mark, Nigel, feel about it, but we can certainly do a draft outline. I mean, we've already got a list of the topics. We can certainly do that, and that would be a good point because then we know exactly where we're going, and some of us can even start filling up the gaps in until the new year if we have any spare cycles. Okay. I don't see any other points here. So just for the record, in addition to what's listed on the screen in agenda item 2, we will be adding the sessions that have been organized by this working group at ICANN meetings. We will be adding some of the topics that have been discussed, so maybe a summary of the discussions that we have had in our various calls over the year. And we will be adding this year's timeline and next year's timeline as well. Okay. I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so let's move on. Mark Carvel is asking, Annex A of the adoption of the charter is blank. Is there an action point here? The notes, I think that Desiree will circulate the notes afterwards. But Mark, are you speaking about the wiki page at the moment?
Hi, Olivia. Yeah, Mark speaking. No, I was just looking at the current charter for the working group. Prompted by the discussion of the relationships with the SOs and ACs, and I just saw that Annex A of the charter on page 7 is blank, and I was checking in a side exchange with USO what our shared understanding is of the GAC in terms of any form of formal commitment by the GAC in respect of the CCWG internet governance, and we don't know. So I thought I'd just draw attention to the fact that this part of the charter document, the Annex A on record of adoption and extension, is blank.
Yes, thanks for this, Mark. Olivier Capanagon speaking. I've put a link to the wiki page that has this status on there, SOACSG ratification of CCWG on IG charter. It was called SG ratification because, if you recall, the historically it started with stakeholder groups in there. What we have here is GNSO, ALAC, and CCNSO having ratified the charter at different times with a co-chair. The SSAC has ratified, but we don't actually have a date per se, but they also selected that they would not need to have a co-chair. The GAC did not ratify formally the charter, and I can't remember why, whether there was perhaps a concern about the GAC being a formally a chartering organization for this. Due to the fact that the working group might be issuing statements that might go against a government or another. I'm not sure. I can't remember, frankly. Perhaps you could check with the GAC chair.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Yes, I have to check that out. I'm sorry, I'm completely unclear as to what the GAC said or the extent of any GAC consideration, but I'll follow up with Thomas Schneider, and the Secretariat. Okay.
Thanks very much for this, Mark. That's another action item that we'll record so we don't forget it. We'll come back to you then. And Desiree, for the record, so it's Mark Carvel to check with the GAC chair on the status of GAC ratification of CCWG charter, if any. Okay, I don't see any hands up. And oh, no, I'm wrong. Marilyn Kate has put her hand up. Marilyn, you have the floor. And you are muted at the moment.
Sorry, I wanted to put on the record, if we're ready for AOB, a comment.
We are ready
the,
for AOB.
IGF.
Yeah,
thank
we're
you.
Ready for AOB now, so go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to just put on the record a comment to the ICANN staff, to all of us from the ICANN community who participated in the IGF 2016, also to call out in particular, because we have Mark and Yuso here from the GAC, the extraordinary hosting role of their colleagues from the Mexican government and not just the local hosts, but the local volunteers. We had a number of participants from the ICANN community, ranging from the ICANN staff to ICANN board members to ICANN community members. Many of us were involved in workshops or main sessions in the booth. I think it was a really phenomenal event and so important to have such a well-organized and visible presence from the ICANN senior staff and the board showing the flag for acting a multi-stakeholder and acting on an equal footing. I just wanted to put that on the record because sometimes we forget that the Internet Governance Forum is a sister organization and that ICANN is a main supporter and contributor to that space. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Marilyn, and thank you for putting this on the record. It's particularly important, and indeed there was a very large turnout, significant turnout of people from different component parts of ICANN that were very much involved in the IGF, so it's good to see this involvement. We are reaching the last 5 minutes of this call. Any other business on this? Is there anything that we've missed? Maybe other action items that we need to have?
Olivier, just very briefly, this is Nigel. In response to Marilyn, to sort of really say thanks to all the people, all the volunteers. I mean, we do it as a job, but some people, really pulled out amazing contributions at the IGF, which made it such an important event. So, and of course, with Geneva next year, it's going to be even more significant, perhaps. We'll see. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And now, Desiree, is it premature of me to ask you to read any of the action items that you've recorded, just to be sure they're all caught?
Yeah, sure. Okay. What I have is devise a process for the working group to respond to consultation, devise the process for the working group to respond to the sounding board requests from staff when they themselves are asking questions from the working group, for Marilyn to work with staff to produce the timeline, for the co-chairs to work with Nigel to put together the annual review report. There's also a request for a draft outline on the annual report, which includes adding sessions and events, discussions on the various calls, as well as the two timelines between Marilyn and staff, and for Mark Carvel to check with the GAC chairs on the status of the CCWG charter, if any.
Thanks for this, Desiree. It's Olivia speaking. I was going to add one action item that was suggested is what are we trying to accomplish? Launch a discussion on the working group mailing list for us to work out what we're trying to accomplish. I was hoping that we would get subgroups out of this call today, so maybe a subgroup to work on the charter work and a subgroup to work on the annual reporting. As a follow-up to this, if you'd like to volunteer for any of the subgroups and helping out either on the charter or on the report, please drop me a note or drop a note to the mailing list, and then we can work a bit more efficiently in parallel. Rafik, you have the floor.
Thanks, Olivier. I think we should send a call for volunteers also on the mailing list, since many of the many people already left the call a few minutes ago. So we should do that as soon as possible before everyone go to holidays. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for this, Rafik. Good suggestion. So with no other hands up, I'd like to thank you all for being on this call and wish you a happy holiday, and we'll meet again next year, no doubt. So with this call is adjourned, and thanks for all your work this year. Goodbye.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to you on the Intercity.